family there.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, you can learn more at bradfordhouse.org/whiskey-rebellion-festival, or if you Google Whiskey Rebellion Festival 2025, I'm sure the schedule will come up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob. I'm always happy to help publicize that festival. It's terrific to celebrate that part of our regional history.
All right. Well, you and Ricky have a great day.
You too. Take care. Here's a bit of Minnie Riperton. With the birds in the background, there's that whistle register.
No one else can make me feel the colors that you bring.
And there's the line.
Stay with me while we grow old, and we will live each day in springtime. Every time that we, ooh, I'm more in love with you.
When you realize she's singing this song as a lullaby to her two children, it takes on a whole different meaning, doesn't it? Jim in Blackridge also got the correct answer.
No one else can make me feel the colors that you bring. Stay with me while we grow old, and we will live each day.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Did I mention Jim in Blackridge got the answer too? Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, MountainStreamsRadio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM. McKeesport and SLBRadio.org. One more to make sure your tweeters are clean. Maya, Maya. I never noticed that.
Story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a red hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest, toughest rail. But Minnie had a heart as big as a hay whale. Holy, holy, ho.
Holy, holy, ho.
Hidey, hidey, hide.
Hidey, hidey, ho.
Hidey, hidey,
hide.
Hidey,
hidey, hide.
Loved him though he was cocky. He took her down to Chinatown. He showed her how to kick the gong around.
Showed her how to kick the gong around.
Howdy ho.
Howdy ho.
Howdy hi.
Howdy.
week. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a house built of gold and steel, a diamond car with a platinum wheel. Whatty, woody, way.
Whatty, woody, way.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Wanna be with you.
Wanna be with you.
Howdy, ho.
Howdy, ho.
He gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes, and she sat around and counted them all a million times. Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
Oh, many.
Oh, many.
Cab Calloway at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
You have a second. I wanted to let you know about something wonderful. Our summer camps began on Monday, and you've never seen anything quite like it. 20 teens from all over the region who had never met one another. And within a couple hours, camp started at 10 on Monday. By noon, everybody knew each other's names, and they were all bonding to work together. They've spent all of last week conducting activities designed to help them find their own voice, their own style, how they will feel most comfortable in their own skin expressing themselves. Some of what they did were some on-the-street interviews with adults in the neighborhood. They went all the way to the North Side Icy Ball stand, Gus and Yaya's, as well as other locations. They also had an open mic last night where students performed. Earlier in the week, there were writing and poetry exercises. Every day I would go to our leaders of the camp and say, is everybody coming back? You know, are they, you know, just checking. And sure enough, not only were kids coming back every day, but enthusiastically so. And after this first week of camp, kids are looking forward to next week where they will hone those skills. Just incredible to see. Your support helps make these camps possible. They're also entirely free or subsidized with scholarships, and it's just been a terrific experience for me to watch this from afar. I've met the kids and hope to spend more time with them as time goes on, but so far it's been great to watch our team working with them and to see what they are up to. Now it's time to have our own little camp, so to speak. We are going to give you our brigade charade. We play over the radio, so we must use our words when we play our version of charades. However, spelling does not count. And the clue is a Pennsylvania native. A Pennsylvania native is the clue. And there are four syllables in our answer. Are you ready? Here's syllable one, street or avenue. Syllable two, lyrical poem. Syllable three, often the last word. Syllable four, Howard, Reagan, or Popeil. Howard, Reagan, or Popeil. A Saturday Light Brigade charge awaits you. The clue is a Pennsylvania native. And here again are the four syllables. Street or avenue. Lyrical poem. Often the last word. And finally, Howard, Reagan, or Popeil. Got it right away? Let's hear from you.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
If you don't want trouble, let that liar alone. Well, let me tell you people how a liar will do. He's always coming with something new. Steal your heart with false pretense. Make out like he's your bosom friend. If you don't want trouble, when a liar takes a notion to bend the truth, he'll lay around his neighbors to get the news. Nearly every day when you look out,
you can see that liar coming to your house.
He'll tell you such a lie to surprise your mind. Mix a little truth for to make it shine. When he finds out you believe what he say,
then that liar's gonna have his way.
But if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. Peace, and comes that liar with his deceit. When he gets the business fixed just right, then that liar's gonna cause a fight. Well, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. Well, he makes out like he loves you so well.
Let me tell you, sister, if you want the news,
what a certain somebody said about you.
He starts up lie, he'll tell it so smooth.
Then you think absolutely that it must be true.
He'll urge you out for to trace the tale.
And if you don't mind, you'll be put in jail.
A hypocrite and a liar both kick up a fuss. Both very bad, but a liar's the worst.
If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone.
If you don't want trouble,
you better let that liar alone.
A fly tie. on a graphite rod above my head is swishing a mountain stream, a sportsman's dream. How can I keep from fishing? No job can stop my angling thoughts, for every day I'm wishing that life could pay its own sweet way and I could keep on fishing. For when the river around me roars, I know the fish they liveth. For when they bite a well-tied fly, I know the joy it giveth. No job can stop my angling thoughts, for every day I'm wishing that I could quit, put up a sign that simply says, gone fishing.
The great Alice Gerard at the Saturday Light Brigade. An album recorded in her 80s. Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands with the tune Hazel and Alice, and many others have done Let That Liar Alone. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Here is our brigade charade puzzle again. The clue is a Pennsylvania native. Syllable one, street or avenue. Syllable two, lyrical poem. That might be the easiest of the syllables. Syllable three, often the last word, especially in a movie or a book. Syllable four, Howard, Reagan, or Popeil. 412-200-5975. Mike and Mars got it right away. John in economy not only got it, but he shared how he derived the answer, giving us the answer to each of the four syllables. So did Tommy in Virginia, and he notes another clue could be native to Oregon. Actually, our answer is native to parts of Asia, too. Gina in Greenfield, good morning. Gina has the correct answer. And Larry and Vanessa in Elwood City got it and showed all of their work as well. John and Carrick just chimed in with the correct answer. Good morning to Anthony, who has been playing along on Facebook. Anthony, thank you for being with us at SLB Radio. You'll find us on Instagram there as well. Also, hello to Lois, who has been playing along on Facebook. See that Kel, one of our professional musicians listening along today, just got the correct answer. And how did you do? Did you get it? We told you that we were looking for a Pennsylvania native, and the first syllable, street or avenue, the answer is road. Lyrical poem, the answer is ode. Often the last word. The answer is end. Howard, Reagan, or Popeil. Ron Howard, Ron Reagan, or Ron Popeil, the product huckster. So that gives you road, ode, end. I almost confused myself. Road, ode, end, Ron. Road, ode, end, Ron. Rhododendron. That's the correct answer. Boy, for those, if you got it, well done. This was harder than I realized. Rhododendron. Rhododendron is the answer. And they've been thriving in our yard. They haven't flowered yet, but hopefully if you have them, they're doing well. And as Tommy pointed out, they're not just native to Pennsylvania. You can find them in many places. But the mountain laurel, as they're often called in Pennsylvania, there are quite a few around our parts. Congratulations if you came up with a rhododendron.
Here we are in the pre-dawn lamplight. Take it in. Breathe it in. Staring into the French broad clear eye. Listen in. Fire flickers and the stars burn brighter. No limber brushes against my skin. Around me like a rhododendron.
Group is called I'm With Her, and the album Wild and Clear and Blue, the song Rhododendron, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And if you're wondering why the group sounded so good as they sung, they are comprised of Sarah Jarosz, Yoav O'Donovan, and Sarah Watkins. Beautiful music. It's that time of the year. I mentioned our camps earlier. There are also the sleepover outdoor variety. Alan Sherman sings about them now.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner. He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters. And the lake has alligators. And the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy. They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh mother, father, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest father, darling mother, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing. Playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mata fada, kindly disregard this letter.
Dating way back and by request, I'm trying to remember, I think it was 1962 when that song first came out. There you've got Alan Sherman with Camp Granada. Now I want to look up the year. 1964 it was. By the way, before I mispronounced Ms. Donovan's name, it's Aoife O'Donovan, Sarah Watkins, and Sarah Jarosz, all part of the group. You heard us playing earlier, called I'm With Her. A quick note, if you missed any of our features from last week, including a conversation about the Alcosan Clean Water Academy, a performance from the North Hills Middle School Orchestra, seventh graders, teen writer Kai Galyart, and singer-songwriter Sadie Friend. They are all available at slbradio.org/catalog, along with thousands of other features. A charge to Bruce in Ingram, who also knew We were looking for rhododendron, and he notes that rhododendron is the state flower of West Virginia. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, where our haiku is coming up. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. What's the matter with the mill? One of my favorite versions of that song. Kerner, Ray, and Glover doing that. Hello to Bill in Luciusboro, Indiana County, Homer City nearby. We're looking for your request. I'm surprised it didn't immediately come up in our library. He wanted to hear Big John, and we'll find it. Might just take another moment or two. However, I feel pretty confident that we'll be able to find it for you, Bill.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Our solar concert series is underway, and we have been having a great time. It just kicked off this past week with the Snap and Bug String Band. These concerts happen every Thursday in the area around the Children's Museum, just upstairs and outside from our studios, and Nova Plays. There are alternate stages. The Buell Park stage was used this past week for the Snap and Bug String Band. Next week, we go over to Nova Plays, just a few hundred feet away, where Sadie Friend will hold forth. Then Bombici comes back to the Buell Park stage, and Bombici will be here on July 24th. So Sadie Friend on July 17th at Nova Place, and Bombici on July 24th at Buell Park. And you can get the complete solar concert series schedule at our website, which you'll find at slbradio.org. You can get everything you need to know right there. The concerts are free. They start at 12:15 every Thursday between now and the end of August. So we hope to see you there. Now, we hope to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It is time for our high clue. It's also time for me to let, pardon me, as I do just a little bit of digging. We found the song that we were looking for, and we're going to get that request coming on momentarily. Isn't it nice when you can hear the multitasking taking place right before your very ears? Bill, your song is coming up. Here is our high clue. 17 syllables leading to one answer. Ricky, you have audited the high clue, so I'm in good shape. This one, it was a little, took me a while here, but its key parts include luff, leech, clue, tack, and batten, plus a head and foot. Its key parts include luff, leech, clue, tack, and batten, plus a head and foot. Do you think you know the answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
John had a horse and the horse ran away. Bad luck, bad luck. John had a horse and the horse ran away. Bad, bad luck. Bad, bad luck, the neighbors did say. Bad luck, John, has come your way. Bad luck has come your way. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. Well, the horse came back with a wild mare. Good luck, good luck. The horse came back with a pretty white mare. Good, good luck. Good, good luck, the neighbors did say. Good luck, John, has come your way. Good luck has come your way. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. Well, the mare kicked John and broke his leg. Bad luck, bad luck. The pretty white mare broke John's leg. Bad, bad luck. Bad, bad luck, the neighbors did say. Bad luck, John, has come your way. Bad luck has come your way. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. With a broken leg, he missed the draft. Good luck, good luck. Well, the army came and walked on past. Good, good luck. Good, good luck, the neighbors did say. Good luck, John, has come your way. Good luck has come your way. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. And it would not heal. Bad luck, bad luck. And the pain was all that John could feel. Bad, bad luck. Bad, bad luck, the neighbors did say. Bad luck, John, has come your way. Bad luck has come your way. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. Belle, the nurse, she came to take care of. Good luck, good luck. And the two of them, they fell in love. Good, good luck. Good, good luck, the neighbors did say. Good luck, John, has come your way. Good luck has come your way. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. He said, maybe, it's hard to say.
Saturday Light Brigade with the great Joe Crookston and Big Bad John before that from Jimmy Dean, James Dean. And that was for Bill in Homer City. And we've had a number of correct answers to this morning's High Clue. I'd like to give you the puzzle again in case you missed it. Its key parts include luff, leech, clue, tack, and batten, plus a head and a foot. I would not have known the correct answer to this. Perhaps you do. Hello to Gary. Nice to have you tuned in and playing along on Facebook this morning, Gary. Barbara in Highland Park has the correct answer to our puzzle. Rick, I'm glad you enjoyed hearing Big John. Do you see that, Bill? You made Bill was in Homer City, and Rick said it made me feel like a kid listening to the radio again. Rick, I'm glad you enjoyed that. And John and Economy Pro had the same reaction, that Jimmy Dean and Alan Sherman songs are whip-sawing me back to childhood. Thanks. It is kind of nice to feel that way. A couple other correct answers. John and Addie and East Deer knew exactly what we were looking for. And the Haiku also correctly answered by Larry and Vanessa in Elwood City. And Tom in McCandless has it. Good morning, Tom. Oh, it's Tommy. I'm sorry. Tommy in Virginia. It's you. Oh. I'm so sorry.
Hey. I'm not in McCandless anymore.
No.
I've been in McCandless in 10 years.
I misread. I only read the first the first 60% of your name.
You only got about 12 Tom and Tommy that you call on your show. So
now today,
keep us all straight.
As I said earlier, I think the multitasking shows today. I try to make it not show, but sometimes it's just a little too much to juggle. Ricky, that was my mistake, not yours. Not that we keep track, but I for whatever reason only read 60%. Of the letters in Tommy's name. How are you today?
I am well. I haven't been sailing in many, many years, but it sure is I loved it.
And sailing? Why did you bring up sailing?
Why? Because all of those parts that you mentioned are part of the rigging of a sailboat.
Yeah, they are all part of a sail. I've been sailing exactly twice. Once when, what were their names? Some friends of my parents took us sailing in Buffalo once. That was great because the father in that family, who I knew as Mr., his last name that I can't remember right now, knew everything he was doing. And then Bill and I rented a sailboat years later on Keystone Lake in Pennsylvania, this little lake, and we had no idea what we were doing. The person who rented the sailboat probably should have figured it out. It wasn't a bad experience for us. It probably was for him because we broke the mast of the aluminum mast.
Oh, no.
We were trying, and we kind of thought we knew what we were doing. And we were navigating this boat. We had a couple other people with us. And the boat turned over on its side. The sail went beneath the water. And both of us knew a little bit about canoeing. And we knew that to recover from a canoe, you grab the gunwales, the sides, you push with your feet, and you go as hard as you can to get the canoe right side up again. We figured that must be what you do with a sailboat, not realizing that the sail was going to fill up with all that water to weigh quite a lot. But we were determined and had a lot of leg pushing power, LPP, leg pushing power, and we pulled as hard as we could, and the boat finally did get upright. We were really proud of ourselves, and then we noticed the mast, the aluminum mast, snapped right in half. We returned the boat. He said, "How'd it go?" And we said, "Oh, it was great. We had a little trouble with the mast, though.
a little trouble.
We got to run. See ya." Now I know why renting those boats is more expensive than you think it ought to be. They have to build in for those occurrences, I think.
That's why it's so expensive, right?
Yeah. Okay. But those are all parts of a sailboat, the Luff, Leech, Clue, Tack, or parts of a sail, the Luff, Leech, Clue, tack and baton plus the head and the foot of a sail.
And the hiking board.
Oh, what's that?
When your boat is heeling over too far, then you go on the high side over the lanyard with a hiking board, and one of you has got to lean out as far as you possibly can and still stay connected to the boat to add weight to the other side so that it'll not tip over. So if you had done that, you might not have capsized your boat.
Yeah, I think sailing can be very complicated, but I know it can be complicated, but I would think in a controlled lake like that, if we had just been given a little, maybe a lesson or two, we could have figured it out. Or maybe some mentorship might have been a nice thing.
Absolutely. Sure.
Well done, Tommy. It's good to hear your voice.
Great talking to you, Larry. Always. Have a good day, man.
Take care. You too. And the Saturday Light Brigade charge as well to Russ, who notes that the battens are strips of wood or fiberglass in the pockets of the sail to help maintain its shape, especially the roach, the curved part of the sail, extending beyond a straight line between the head and the clue. He knows what he's doing. The head of a sail, the topmost corner, the foot is the bottom edge, so battens can be found running from the leech, the back edge, towards the luff, the front edge of the sail, affecting the shape near both the head and the foot. Well done, Russ. You know your sailboats. Congratulations if you came up with parts of a sail. We also accepted parts of a boat as a correct answer.
Lady in a turban and a cocaine tree. She loves a dance song, redneck green, crying and singing, and having a time. But all that cocaine really look fine, but you gotta put on your sailing shoes. You gotta put on your sailing shoes. Everyone will clap and cheer when you put on your sailing shoes. Down. He catch a whole fish every time. Well, I got a line. If you got a pole, I said I'll meet you at the fishing hole. But you gotta put on your sailing shoes. Yeah.
gotta put on your sailor shoes. Ship to the ocean, sailing on the ocean to the sea. We're sailing up a creek all the way to Mozambique. Sailing is the only life for me.
There was a pirate with a peg leg and a parrot who bought his vegetables from farmers at the pier. He'd gladly trade a piece of eight for a carrot, but was dumbfoundered that corn cost a buccaneer.
We're sailing on a ship to the ocean, sailing on the ocean to the sea. We're sailing up a creek all the way to Mozambique. Sailing is the only life for me.
There was a ship with a cargo of red paint. To a tragic fate, everyone was doomed. It rammed a ship with a cargo of brown paint. The ship sank and the sailors were marooned.
And we're sailing on a ship to the ocean, sailing on the ocean to the sea. We're sailing up a creek all the way to Mozambique. Sailing is the only life for me.
Was talking to his gull friend about the way the walrus made him feel. They stopped in for a drink down at the sandbar and caught a tuna from BB Kingfish and Lucille.
And we're sailing on a ship to the ocean, sailing on the ocean to the sea. We're sailing up a creek all the way to Mozambique. Sailing is the only life for me. We're sailing on a ship to the ocean, sailing on the ocean to the sea. We're sailing up a creek all the way to Mozambique. Sailing is the only life for me. Sailing up a creek all the way to Mozambique. Sailing is the only life for me.
Trout fishing in America, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We are so glad that you are here with us. Did you sort of accidentally find your way to us somehow? Maybe you are driving right now and you found us at the cozy low number part of the FM dial. Or if you've got a really older vehicle at the left-hand side of the FM dial between 88s and 91.9, where non-commercial radio stations are. Or maybe you are in Kaiser, West Virginia, which has WKYWLP at 102.9. Or it could be that you found a link or you did a search on radio apps like TuneIn or Simple Radio and found us that way. No matter how you found us, we're glad that you did. The Saturday Light Brigade has been a public radio tradition from Pittsburgh since 1978. And we don't talk about ourselves and our longevity too much. This show is about you, not us, but I'm always gratified to meet folks who have been listening for a long, long time. I had a student, a rising senior high school student, actually a pair of them, interview me earlier this week. They're working as interns here this summer, and one of their projects was to conduct an interview. Blake and LaRon, and Blake said, my grandfather listen to you all the time. So when I interview you, I'm going to ask you some questions for him, too. That gave me a big smile. So whether this is your very first time or whether you were a longtime listener, I'm really glad to have you here. And by the way, the grandson, Blake did a great job, as did LaRon, and getting me to talk about